The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stapmiller, with you on this Wednesday. And forgive me, folks, I'm sitting here laughing. It's not the subject matter that's funny, but what do you suppose? What do you think my lead story is going to be? Well, I could tell you about the guy that robbed a bank because he wanted to get away from his wife. True story. And the judge turned around and sentences him to 6 months home confinement. Smart judge, at any rate. Folks. You know, what was I saying the other day, that the left, you know, if there's a restoration project in America, that it's going to be an easy one because the left doesn't have any guns? Well, some people are saying, oh gosh, you know, here we go, it's a CIA plan. I don't know. I think this guy is just a whack job. He was a fan of the Southern Poverty Law Center. NBC's Rachel Maddow, and of course everything that fell to the left. The Illinois man who allegedly wounded Representative Steve Scalise and several others at a baseball practice early Wednesday in Alexandria, Virginia, apparently was a fan of the Southern Poverty Law Center, which nearly 5 years ago was linked to a domestic terror attack at the Washington office of the Family Research Council. James T. Hodgkins, or Hodgkinson, so you get the criminal's name right here, or Scalise, the criminal he shot, who reportedly shot at Republican congressmen and staffers who were at practice for an annual charity baseball game for members of Congress. And he was an avid supporter of Senator Bernie Sanders. Now, many of Hodgkinson's profile pictures featured Sanders, as did his cover photo before Facebook removed his page Wednesday, shortly after he was identified as a suspect. Now, Hodgkinson liked many anti-Republican far-left Facebook pages, including Dump Trump, Liar Liar, Republican Campaign on Fire. Quit laughing. It's not making it easier to get through this story. Stop it, Mike. Republicans are the problem. Bernie-crats united to resist Trump and fire the Republican government. Now, you know, let me stop and digress here for a second. He didn't like Ronnie Reagan's trickle-down economics. He claimed that it was just tax cuts for the rich and the hell with the rest of us. Well, okay, the government and its faces have been playing this game with us for a very long time. You know, it's not downsizing government. We're going to tax you. We might give you a little break today, but we're really going to screw you tomorrow. You know, this is inevitable. But this guy seemed to think that that Bernie Sanders, being the socialist and redistribution of wealth of anybody that makes any, is the right way to go in America. I mean, this guy wasn't a youngster either. He was 66 years old. He wasn't how should we say, an impressionable young man. So, the overtly anti-Republican groups were not the only things he liked on Facebook. His liked TV shows, favored by the left wing, such as Last Week Tonight with John Oliver, The Rachel Maddow Show, and The Daily Show with Trevor Noah on Comedy Central. Now, the shows regularly paint Republicans to be incompetent at best and outright fascist and Nazis at the worst. He was also a member of groups such as The Road to Hell is Paved with Republicans. I've never even heard of that one before. And Community Justice Center. That was a California-based group of community organizers who opposed Republicans just because they were, I guess, Republicans. His posted statements such as it's time to destroy Trump and company and that Scalise should lose his job. Well, he liked the Southern Poverty Law Center, which itself has been linked to domestic terror and once put Ben Carson on its list of haters. Interesting turn of event, a black guy that's a hater. Now, the Southern Poverty Law Center's past targeting of FRC was cited in court as the impetus for the attack on the Christian organization's Washington, D.C. headquarters. A legal team at Liberty Counsel criticizing the SPLC for falsely and recklessly labeling Christian ministries as hate groups. Noted SPLC is responsible for the first conviction of a man who intended to commit mass murder targeted against a policy organization in D.C. And a little bit more background on that little deal. On August 15, 2012, Floyd Corkins went to the Family Research Council with a gun and a bag filled with ammunition and Chick-fil-A sandwiches. His stated purpose was to kill as many employees of the Family Research Council as possible and then to smear Chick-fil-A sandwiches in their faces because the founder of the food chain said he believed in marriage as a man and a woman. You know, wait, let me stop and digress here. Where is the thought process here? You know, that they're supposedly for good and righteous and all that, and yet they turn around and they use guns to get their points across, and they really think, seriously. I mean, do these asshats think 10 seconds into the future? You know, this guy that tried to off Scalise, or the story goes, you know, what did he hope to gain with this? Notoriety to a 66-year-old cause because he doesn't have a home? And more background, I'll get to that here in a few minutes, but more background on this guy, he liked to beat up his stepdaughter, once used clenched fist on her face. I mean, come on. I mean, think this one through. And geez, I mean, the guy spent 66 years on the face of the earth. I know it took me a lot of years to wake up, okay, I'll give you that. But once I did, I was awake. And I found out the reasons why things were wrong. So this guy over the issue of he didn't like Reagan or he doesn't like Republicans and he doesn't like unemployment and he doesn't, and he's going to go shoot somebody. And that's going to fix the frickin' problem. Well, I don't remember things like this happening in the past. I mean, I really don't. Not to this degree. And you know, I don't know if it's just people's brains that are melting down. You know, they get so frustrated and so angry that they can't think straight. If they could at first, I mean, anybody would, well, I don't want to get too partisan here, but I mean, really? Anybody would consider voting for Bernie Sanders, there's something wrong anyhow. In a republic backed by a constitution that Bernie says, hey, I'm a socialist. That went against a lot of the tenets of our form of government, and this guy thought that was a good idea. You know, here's the only thing I'm looking for in this country, to be left the hell alone. Or let me rephrase that. No, that's reckless and that's sloppy. The one thing that I want is my government to leave me alone. See, this was the thou shalt not never do this to the public list. It was called the first 10 commandments of our Constitution or Bill of Rights. You know, thou shalt not, and this is irrefutable, and this is it. Don't ever make a move against it. You get the idea. There is, and people may not like this. You or I would like the idea. What if we took a fresh take on America? Said, you know, things have gotten screwed up and convoluted and turned upside down. We've done one action which led to another, which was unintended consequences, and blah, blah, blah. Okay. So let's wipe the slate clean. Let's start at the beginning. Which would leave what? The Constitution. You know, how many things have come through government? Hasn't been freedom, hasn't been your liberty. It's been your in total enslavement in one form or fashion. So I liberty and freedom, the exercise thereof. Get out of my face. Get your hands out of my pocket. Oh, and by the way, put back in my pocket real money. Real money. Because this crap you've been playing with now, thank you very much, has lasted more than 100 years. And we're so bankrupt, turned upside down, we can never get out of that debt. Ever. Oh, if the United States government didn't spend a penny for the next 50 years, maybe they could apply all revenues that they could steal or impose or whatever, and maybe get the $150 trillion off our backs. Maybe. Doubt it. But this, none of this is going to happen. And here we sit. And they often use ticking time bomb. It's, cripe. It's the road back from no return bomb that's going to go off. You know, does stuff like this occur to a 66-year-old man that feels compelled to grab his AR-16, or M-16, rather, and we call him M-16's military variant. He had an AR-15 because, thank God, he wasn't allowed to have an automatic weapon, right? So this guy's solution is to go to Washington, D.C. and shoot up a baseball game at 7 o'clock in the morning? Do you realize? And the thing, I just want you to just conceptualize this. Put this in your brain for a second. That by giving the American people across the board, and I don't give a crap if you're a Mexican, I don't care if you're of Chinese descent, I don't care if you're of Vietnamese descent, I don't care if you're Middle Eastern descent, I don't care if your parents fell off the Mayflower and had babies ever since in the unbroken chain. We're here, and we got a problem. And it doesn't seem to be fixable because we don't have anybody of courage standing and saying what those fixes should be. And you all know what my number one fix is. Get rid of the damn funny money people. And I could spend 2.5 hours just on the issue of how they've started wars and gore stories after gore stories, no pun intended, about having a fractionalized reserve, fractional currency, ever-devaluing dollar horror story, chapters long. But what if, conceptualize this in your mind, what if the people didn't watch Rachel Maddow one night, or they didn't the vaunted self-proclaim, I'm a conservative, whatever the hell that means, Sean Hannity, or any other news program generated by ABC, NBC, CBS, all the clowns included. But what if those people that listen to those programs, picking up the defective information or non-information, if you will, what if they had a 24-hour shot of RBN? What if people could actually identify cause and effect? What if we gave enough information or made available, not gave, wrong term, made available to the American people for once in their lives the opportunity to hear what the hell's been really going on and figure it out for themselves. Do you think they'd be angry and grabbing rifles and going shooting balls at baseball players? I don't think so. I don't think so. The asshats that have been out in the streets demonstrating against Donald Trump as if he's the problem. Oh, it was political. Barack Obama was our baby. Oh, and then Hillary Clinton was, you know. They're mindless. There's no information going into their heads because never before in this country, folks, have we had so much confused and angry people. And the ones that they're accusing of racism, they're more the racist than, I mean, they fit the definition of it. The lack of information, the vacuum that has been set up, has taken its toll. Now, God forbid people get the idea, well, you know, I'm frustrated, I don't have no future, I have no hope, you know, I was going to commit suicide, but I think I'll go shoot a congressman baseball player before I invite copicide, get shot by a cop. How do we take as a whole responsibility for that? Well, you could argue that by smashing everything that a person believed in or lived comfortably in that you've destroyed would somehow cause some chaos and some carnage, that we'd have actors acting out in ways that we didn't exactly appreciate. But good guys are good guys and bad guys belong in jail. Coming up to a break here, I'll tell you a true story that happened to me yesterday by walking into a Chase Bank and the nervous laughter that ensued. It's really, really strange. We live in a country that we don't even have a government that can demonstrate, well, the rule of law that protects society when they're all criminals themselves. Really? So where does that moral justification come from? And I think people are starting to figure it out. That they're you know what makes a polite society, folks? Rules. Notice I didn't say laws. Rules. There are no rules anymore. Anything goes. I can say anything. I can do anything. I can whip up half the country into a frenzy and proclaim that the guy with the bad hair that just took the White House is, well, he's the target of all evil. He's the devil incarnate. We need to get him. And all you people to put him in there, we're not even going to allow you to wear T-shirts, or we're not even going to let you take a high school picture with your favorite political candidate on your T-shirt, because that might incite bad feelings. Look, to demonstrate how tolerant we have been, we put up with 8 years of probably one of the worst presidents this country ever had. No, not George Bush. No, not Bill Clinton. Barry Sartoro. So where is it going to end? This morning I'm watching Fox News, and some of the people that they had on as guests are suggesting that, you know, people in Washington, D.C. should be able to walk around with guns to protect themselves. Totally the opposite reaction I expected. But this is America now, in the land of the confused and mightily broke and broken in half.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Yesterday, I go to my bank, and I walk in, and they set up a little kiosk there. For one reason, I don't know. Or, I don't know, just with a sign in if you want to see somebody other than the teller in the bank, I guess. And I walk in, and here's this one guy standing there, tall guy, over 6'4", suited up. And standing right next to him was a Washtenaw County deputy. And I walk into the bank and as if they're standing there waiting for me, because they're both looking directly at me, saying nothing, eye to eye, when I walk in the front door. And I stopped and I looked around and I walked up and I said to the cop, I said, "Are you here on official business?" And the reason I did this, a couple of weeks before, they had shut the bank down. I thought a banking holiday, I missed a banking holiday. Well, their internet was down. They couldn't do any business. They're so connected, they forgot how to do paper stuff anymore. So when I walked in there and saw this, and I just walked up to him and I said, "Are you here in official business?" "Oh, no, no. The banker guy says, no, I'm trying to recruit him into the banking." And I was, as I was walking away, I looked back at him and said over my shoulder, I said, "You stay in that uniform. This is the guy that's going to be going." referring to the banker guy. So after I got done with my little teller business walking out, I walked up between them from behind, kind of startled them both because I spoke and they didn't know I was standing there. And I said, one of these days, this guy in the suit, and I touched the guy on his shoulder to reassure him that I wasn't personally talking about him. I said, one of these days, you might have to get your cuffs out and arrest this guy. And I looked at the cop and I said, you know what happened in 2008? Banker guy's looking out of the side of his face at this point. I said, I witnessed the biggest ripoff in human history. And you know what the crooks did? They engineered it, that they got to steal all the loot, and the debt was put on the American taxpayer. At this point in time, the banker is nodding his head. Maybe he thought that this might be the end of his life, and he might as well tell the truth and a little act of contrition before he goes to God. I don't know. But I looked at the cop, I said, it's not this guy here, again, touching his shoulder for reassurance that I wasn't personally picking on him. I said, the mortgage-backed securities worldwide got everybody into debt well over $250 billion. And I said, there's not a machine in this building that has that many decimal places. There are no trillion-dollar anythings in this bank. Can you do it even on a scientific calculator? I don't know. But I said, these are numbers so high, a dog can't even hear them. So my last comment to the wonderful duo was, you keep that uniform on. Keep those cuffs handy. Because one of these days you might have to arrest him. Because nobody got charged. Nobody got arrested. Nobody went to court. Nobody got found guilty. And certainly nobody went to jail. And at this point in time, they're both standing there looking at each other, nodding in agreement. Wow. So we've been kind of like left in this we-don't-know limbo. That somehow that Trump is going to ride into the rescue and tell all the corporations, hey, you get your butt back here right now and start putting people back to work. Okay, that might be a good idea if there was what? If there was money for that to actually happen. And what is the banks, what have they done? They've done the exact same thing that they did after 1929. Investment capital pretty much gone from the marketplace. Oh, they're building up cash reserves. I don't know what for. Do they have to build bigger banks to hold more cash that's worth less and less? It's a volume kind of a thing, don't you know? And none of these, almost said a word Billy Bob can't say on radio. No, I'm not going the Jones route. God, Michael, shut up, dude. The stuff that you say, I can't get around it. I cannot not pause. At any rate, we'll take a break. We'll be back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Nutramedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You know, there are news stories that they can't get much mileage out of. You know, how's I haven't been paying attention to the lamestream lefty media. I don't know quite how they're going to spin this one. But when you're listening to Fox News and guests are coming up and going, yes, well, I think people in Washington should arm themselves. Yeah, evidently, this congressman was the only one that had a security team. You know, they had Representative Flake there and all the Congress critters. And I guess they're not allowed to carry weapons in D.C. or something. There was some kind of rule or something that... But then you had people coming on and actually saying that, you know, this is a precedent for people to carry guns. Oh, my. We need to rise up. Militia activity spikes in early Trump era. Now, some of this information is kindly supplied by the non-government organization that's really been elevated to cabinet level. At least it was during the Barry Sartorio era at the White House. But the Atlanta Journal-Constitution did a story. It says members of the U.S. militias aren't waiting for Congress and special counsel Robert Mueller to move against the Trump administration. According to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, militia activity has spiked in early days of Trump's presidency, which could be a problem for the deep state and Democratic lawmakers who have joined in opposition to the president and maybe even Trump himself. Okay, let's see how far we can stretch this little thin veil. An intensifying atmosphere of disillusion, and part there is, you know, it's really aggravating. There are immutable strains of truth in the story, but how it's connected and put together, it's designed to be a mind melter. Now, an intensifying atmosphere of disillusionment and anger is attracting new members to these groups, which could be a problem for Trump if he fails to adhere to his campaign promises, something that could trigger a backlash from a legion of heavily armed former supporters. As if that's all that's in the militia, right? Yes. They just saw the Donald Trump day coming. James Corcoran, or Corcoran, a professor at Simon's College in Boston who watched militias closely for decades and written extensively about the movement, he said, he told the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, he said, what would concern me is that nobody gets more angry than a fan spurned. Oh, yeah. Yeah, now there's a reason to have an American revolution over Donald Trump. Yeah. This is a lingering, festering cancer that's been eating away at us for years. And the problem is that we don't have anybody out there reporting the straight stuff, as I said earlier. Do you think if this disgruntled 66-year-old was told that this is not about politics, it's not about who's seated at the seat in the Oval Office as president, it's not the Congress critter or the senator, your side of the aisle or not, your ideology or not, or your understanding or your fancy of how things should be, what if the spike in activity runs counter to a trend that's as old as the modern militia movement, which first emerged early in the 1990s after the election of President Bill Clinton? Well, and again, gaping hole that's left in there, what Clinton tried to do along with his gun grabbers, and why the militias started in the first place. They don't seem to really understand, or if they do, they don't like to report salient facts. The reason why the militias started in this country is we saw actions of the federal government grouping their little agencies together and going after people and blowing the crap out of them. Their babies, you know, cooking kids, it didn't matter. They saw the federal government as totally out of control. But what was really behind this whole thing was Billy Clinton and his clan of gun grabbers. Remember this, folks? I remember it like it was yesterday. Well, if it's got an extruding grip, or if it holds more than five rounds, you know, you don't need more than five rounds to go deer hunting. Well, that's not what that Second Amendment is for. It's the protection of oneself, your family, your property against robbers, whether they claim to be government agents or not, or just a common criminal, which I can't anymore distinguish the difference between the two. But it was to arm yourself in case your government ever turned on its people. See, this is one of these things that's never talked about. So when Billy Boy and his clan of gun grabbers came out with all these fanciful ideas of how they're going to restrict people from having guns, that was it. By 1992, folks, this country had slid pretty much into the depths of we're in hell, and how the hell are we going to get out of here? So any little justification for starting a new anti-gun campaign, that's what. So when this thing started to hit fever pitch back in the early 90s, that's when you saw the militia start to form. Under direct threat of disarmament, of the people. And it's like they can't recognize or they can't read history. Anytime that a government fears its people to the point that they've got to disarm them, you already know what's coming next. But they can't seem to read, and their research just stops short of really finding out the reasons why things cause and effect, why things happen. The story goes, Speaker of the House Paul Ryan might also want to take note of this trend because the militia's suspicions aren't just aimed at Democrats, but Congress as a whole. Chris Hill, the leader of one of Georgia's base militia, told the Atlanta Journal-Constitution that he's worried lawmakers will try to and maybe even succeed in scuttling Trump's agenda. Yeah, okay. Even if President Trump is able to do things that he wants to do, he's still got Congress to contend with. Congress is the same old dog and pony show. All they do is fight. They're never going to grant us more freedom. Hill, who goes by the nickname General Blood Agent, told AJC. Seriously? General Blood Agent? Oh, man. Folks, I never envisioned this. When we started the militias in this country back in the 90s, we never envisioned anybody called General Blood Agent. He goes on to say, a lot of people have let their guard down because he was elected, and I would wholeheartedly say that that's a big mistake. If anything, we should use this time wisely, like the good book says, a wise man prepares, a fool takes his chances. Hill says that President Barack Obama's election in 2008 was a defining moment for his group, the Georgia Security Forces, because it signaled that the U.S. was on the wrong track. Really? Hill and his fellow militia members were fearful that the former president wanted to restrict gun rights and forever alter their way of life. That's been the ongoing plan for a long time. Okay, read General Complete Disarmament in a Peaceful World. Still a working thesis, still in action. But many in the movement feel that the country has been in decline since long before the Obama election. Well, congratulations. John and Yvette Del Maria felt the country was headed down the wrong path, with the military and law enforcement no longer cherished or revered. Yvette Del Maria said she believes protesters have been allowed to get out of control after police shootings. And again, little tidbits and little sound bites with no actual discourse or any more information. They just throw that out there. The rise of political correctness infuriates the Demarias, as does the tendency of politicians and the courts to carve out constitutional protections that stray far from the intent of the nation's forefathers. And they keep saying her full name over and over again. Yvette Demaria laments, for example, the legalization of same-sex marriage and the transgender bathroom issue, believing they amount to a war on her Christian faith. Now, it's a war on society as a whole, and you Christians aren't even really considered. You know, we got a better idea, and it's now democracy, and if I can convince 51 people sitting in a room of 100 that this is the way we should do it, we can even kill 49 of you that disagree with us. There's your democracy. Thank you. We cannot be silent anymore. We have voices. We need to rise up. We need to speak up. We need to find like minds. We're going to church every Sunday, but Monday through Saturday, what are we doing? The Demarias said that they told the Atlanta Journal-Constitution they found the Georgia Security Force through Facebook and a pastor friend who had traveled to Gatlinburg, Tennessee, with the militia to help out after fires in the Smoky Mountains devastated the region. Yvette Demaria said she was moved by the act of charity. The GSF is part of the Three Percenters movement. Boy, I smell a rat here. Because a lot of the little tattletales were in and around the Bundys and the Hammonds. Guess what they were? That's right, Three Percenters. Which derives its name from the belief that just 3% of the colonists rose up to fight the British. The movement has vowed to resist any government that infringes on the U.S. Constitution. Members of the resistance who hope Mueller and the FBI step up and remove Trump from office should keep this in mind. Boy, there was an article full of a whole lot of absolutely fricking nothing. Little tidbits. Little things thrown out with no other thought surrounding it, no background, no nothing. And of course, the Southern Poverty Law was in there giving them information. Oh, did you know there's 167 active militias in this country? I got news for the SPLC. It's way beyond that. How they're counting militias is a few people gathering together and calling themselves a militia. Well, we're all part of that militia. And we are legion. We are in the millions. And we've been pretty damn polite. We have been pretty damn tolerant. And it's what the SPLC, I think we should get an award from them because we've been so tolerant of watching the nation being deconstructed and then being on the cutting edge of tattletelling and going to the government and telling them what they believe. Out of stellar people like Morris Dees. There's a reason why I called him Morris Sleaze. You know anything about Morris, then you know why I've just said that. If you don't, I don't have the time to explain it to you. Yeah, I'm still awake in here. I saw your head move. I'm just rather fascinated. If we had a media in this country, folks, that still respected their profession, that respected the people that they're reporting to, had respect for them, to at least give them a modicum of truth. Unspun, forget your political ideology and your spin on your stories. We're tired of it. That's not news. Don't you remember going to journalism school? You ever heard the term white paper? We're going to tackle an issue. We're going to give you both sides of the argument. We're going to present fairly. If there is two sides to an argument. There are some things in this life, folks, that it stands for itself. It doesn't need a counter-argument. It doesn't need support. Here's another take on the shooter here. Remember the Chick-fil-A deal? Yeah, well, he liked on Facebook the left-wing smear group linked to Chick-fil-A. As if going after a chicken-purveying franchise is a good thing to do. The Illinois man who allegedly wounded Representative Steve Scalise and several others at the baseball practice early Wednesday in Alexandria apparently was a fan of the Southern Poverty Law Center, which nearly 5 years ago was linked to a domestic terrorist attack in Washington. Yeah. Okay. So somebody dug into this guy and what he was posting. And Hodgkinson had a lot of profile pictures featuring Sanders. Wow. So, I'm just going to accept the responsibility of starting a lot of this stuff because it's just not something that's sitting there static and all of a sudden it festers and infects. This is being aided and abetted and helped along. By whom? The very media that's still telling you to this day that Donald Trump colluded with the Russians to destroy Hillary Clinton's campaign, which we all know is absolute hada. But yet there they still are. Notice how Black Lives Matter kind of up and disappeared, folks? Because the people who were picking up a paycheck could give a damn less about any political cause. We start talking about George Soros and where he was funding and who he was shoving money in the pockets of. When that got out, not really talked about on the mainstream media, but you saw it quietly slipping away. Where are Black Lives Matter? Did all of a sudden black lives don't matter anymore? Or are maybe some people in their groups or somebody that has ties to their group going, hey, can you come here for a second? We need to talk. And I will say, Donald J. Trump, he's the closest one to, in my memory, campaign speech or not, that identified the problems in the inner cities and why they're happening. And what the government is fostering by the continual handout rather than the hand up programs that are controlled by the very people that are saying that they're there to help. Well, they've been helping for so many years, eating up billions of dollars. How good were they at helping? Oh, with taxpayers' money, by the way. Time to wake up. Time to look at things for what they are.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Well, even Pat Buchanan asks, are we nearing a civil war? And Gallup finds stunning decline in Americans' respect for the U.S. government. Really? They finally got around to doing a poll question about that? from old Patrick from patrickbuchanan.org, or buchanan.org rather. President Trump may be the chief of state, head of government, and commander-in-chief, but his administration is shot through with disloyalists plotting to bring him down. We are approaching something of a civil war where the capital city seeks to overthrow the sovereign and its own restoration. Thus far, it is a nonviolent struggle through street clashes between pro- and anti-Trump forces are increasingly marked by fistfights and brawls. Police are having difficulty keeping people apart. Yeah, they really try. A few have been arrested carrying concealed weapons. That the objective of this city is to bring Trump down via the deep state media coup is no secret. Few deny it. Last week, FBI Director James Comey, a successor to J. Edgar Hoover, it's a long line of succession, admitted under oath that he used a cutout to leak the New York Times and Oval Office conversation with the president. And the goal here? Have the Times story trigger the appointment of a special prosecutor to bring down the president. Comey wanted a special prosecutor to target Trump, despite his knowledge from his own FBI investigation that Trump was innocent of pervasive charge that he colluded with the Kremlin in the hacking of the DNC. In the meantime, the body of Seth Rich is rotting away. Not the story, but nobody wants to seem to pick that up and carry it forward. Comey's deceit was designed to enlist the police powers of the state to bring down his president. And it worked. For the special counsel named with broad powers to pursue Trump is Comey's friend and predecessor at the FBI, Robert Mueller. And even the little dough-faced boy Newt Gingrich said Sunday, look at who Mueller's starting to hire. These are people, look to me like they're setting up to go after Trump, including people, by the way, who have been reprimanded for hiding from the defense information into major cases. This is going to be a witch hunt. Another example, according to the Daily Kos, Trump planned a swift lifting of sanctions on Russia after inauguration and a summit meeting with Vladimir Putin to prevent a second Cold War. Sounds like a plan to me. Only we have problems within the government that, well, they just want to be in The mission is not yet complete in the Middle East, folks. Here's the real thing, and Russia's screwing it up. And Syria is the last stand. While we created al-Qaeda, morphed them into other groups to topple governments, to cause dissent within certain countries in the Middle East, funding them and training them. Wow. We all know that. Mainstream media will not touch it because they never saw a war that they didn't like. And then they conveniently jump into the trick bag of national security and we've got to protect ourselves against the terrorist. Well, the very people creating the terror are right under their very noses. A little bit more on this take by Buchanan that, yeah, Second American Revolution may be coming. For me, it's long overdue. Doesn't have to go there. Get out that funky little piece of paper. Does anybody in Washington know how to spell Constitution anymore? Or they just give it lip service without any regard to thought? I got a great way to stop all this crap. Get out that old dusty document that starts with "We the People."
Extendivite. A 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
Because you can handle the truth.